If not, let us prepare for worship. If you will please stand for the call to worship. Brothers and sisters, the extravagant love of God has called us together. Long before we were even aware of it, God knew us. He had already chosen us to be part of His family, children of God. And having chosen and having called us, He justified us. And having justified us, He gave us His glory. What an extravagant love is this. So come, let us worship together. If you would now like to turn with me in your Bibles, I will read this morning. Our first passage is from James chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And then if you will turn to Romans 8, I will be reading verses 28 and 29. And we know that works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. May God bless the reading of His word, and we'll... Mr. Galen.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, and great-great grandfathers. What a blessing that is today that we can celebrate Father's Day. I would like us to practice something this morning. We've done it before. Sit again today because I would ask you in a moment to share it again with me. And that is, I would like to practice that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. So God is good and all the time
God is good.
Great job this morning. So be ready for that in just a few minutes. I would like us to do that again during our message this morning. I would ask you before we have our message that you remember to be in prayer. We'll have children who may have never entered a church before. And so it's an opportunity during Vacation Bible School to witness to many different children and not know Jesus as their Savior and have never experienced church. And so I want to invite all of us to be in prayer for our very first night of Bible school tonight, and then be in prayer for Bible school throughout the week. Let's pray for our teachers. Let's pray for our leaders. Let's pray for anybody involved, and especially the children, that their hearts would be the gift, the greatest gift, the gift of Jesus. My dad passed away several years ago. A perfect person. But he was a person who did some good things. And when I think about some of the things he did, I remember things like when I was a little boy and I would hurt myself and I would scrape my knee or have something where I was hurting, my dad would pick me up, comfort me. And I will never forget those times that he would give me his comfort as a father. And it's very special memories to think of those goodness to me. Something I will never, ever forget is my dad went with me, took me to see the Cincinnati Reds play the Philadelphia Phillies. Not the Baltimore Orioles, but the Philadelphia Phillies. There's somebody in here that likes. We went to see the Cincinnati Reds play the Philadelphia Phillies. It was Johnny Bench versus Pete Rose, if you know baseball. It that I don't remember who won the game, but I do remember, I think it was the Cincinnati Reds, but my dad bought me a baseball, and the baseball had a signature of all the players. And I will never forget that moment, that time that I spent with my dad and the goodness that he did some pretty good things. He wasn't a perfect person, but he did some good things as a father. Listen to me today. Earthly father do good things, but we have a heavenly father that always does. Amen? And here's where I need your help. God is good. And all the time. And so today what I want to do is focus on the goodness. And I want us to think about how good our Heavenly Father is. And here's how good our Heavenly Father is. Our Heavenly Father has good gifts in our lives. In James 1 verse 17, the passage that was read this morning, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. I remember when I was a little boy, I would be so tired when he came home from work. And I would say to him, even he's so tired, I would say to him, Daddy, would you tell me a story? And I will never forget, even though he was so tired, he would bend down and he would pick me up and he would share with me the gift of stories. He would tell me about Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, about stories of his childhood. And he would give me that kind of gift. It was a good gift, the gift of story. What our Heavenly Father does, our Heavenly Father gives us good gifts. And the Bible says that every good thing that happens to us in this life is from Him. Every good experience we have, every good memory we have, every good thing that happens to us in this life is from Him, is the giver of good gifts. And one of His gifts that He gives to us in our lives is His presence. That we can know that no matter what we go with us, what a wonderful gift His presence is in our lives. But God also gives us some other good gifts. Our Heavenly Father gives these gifts to us. And I want us this morning, if you would, to just shout out some of His gifts. What other good gifts does the Heavenly Father give to us? His what? His grace, His Holy Spirit. What else? His salvation. What else? His love, His mercy. He gives to us many good gifts. We could go on and on with the good gifts that the Father gives to us. Everything good that happens in our lives comes from God because He is the Heavenly Father that gives good gifts. And let's always be thankful for the gifts that our Heavenly Father gives to us because He always gives good gifts. But God is also good. Our Heavenly Father is also good because He brings good from the best in our lives. I want you to raise your hand this morning if you've had bad things happen to you. Everybody in this room should raise their hand, right? And if you're not raising your hand, you might not be telling the truth, right? Because bad things happen to us. But God, and I love this passage of Scripture in Romans 8:28 that says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called." Notice that it doesn't say that good things are always going to happen to us. God doesn't say that he will always work good things in our lives. Yes, he gives good gifts. And anything good that happens in life that's good comes from him. But bad things do happen. Things aren't always good in our lives. But here's what God does in Romans 8:29. He says that his plan is to transform us through all things. Through the bad things that happen, God is working to transform us into his image. He is working to transform us into his likeness. He is transforming our faith. He is helping us to grow to be more like him. Our God is that he takes the worst circumstances in our lives and he uses those terrible circumstances to make us more and like him. When I was a teenager, my father developed dementia. And we came home from town one day and found that all the sheets in our house were on the windows because he thought the neighbors were out to get us. They weren't. In his mind, he had this paranoia that said that everybody was out to get him. Eventually, through this dementia, he forgot how to brush his teeth, comb his hair. He forgot how to do personal care. And eventually, through this dementia, he forgot who I was. He forgot who his wife was. He forgot who his family was. And this was a terrible time for me growing up to think about losing my... But during this time that was very difficult, it was a time that I became more dependent on God that had happened. But God used this horrible time in my life to grow my faith. And through that time of challenge, that time of struggle, I grew closer to the Lord because I became more dependent on God during that time. Listen to how good our Heavenly Father is, that the bad times in our lives are not wasted. Amen? God doesn't waste even the worst times because God uses those horrible times to mold us and shape us and help us to grow into the people he desires us to be. You see, that's how good our Father is. That he uses those horrible times to help us to... Maybe this morning you are here and you are going through a horrible time right now. And God, how could you do this? You are not a good God because of the bad thing that's happening to you right now. You may be tempted to think that God is not good. But here's the deal. God never promised us that we would have a perfect life. God never said we wouldn't have. So in the middle of your pain, whatever you're going through, in the middle of this bad time, listen to me today, God is still good. Amen? Still good. What you're going through may stink. Your problems may get worse. The problem you have today may multiply. But the deal is, you still have a good God. And you still have a Heavenly Father that is. You have a Heavenly Father that can use this bad time in your life, whatever you're going through, and he can use that bad time, that's bad experience, to grow your faith, help you to become more and more and more like him. You see, that's how good our God is. Even the worst times are not wasted. He uses those times to help us to grow into the people he desires us to be. So we know this beyond a shadow of doubt that God is good. And all the time, God is good. And our Heavenly Father, that he shows his goodness by giving us good things. The Bible says that every perfect gift is from above. Every good and perfect gift is from God. And God shows his goodness. The Heavenly Father shows his goodness by giving us every good thing. What happens in your life is from him. And God also shows his goodness. Our Heavenly Father shows that he's good by bringing good from us. He uses those bad times to grow us into the people he desires us to be. So, brothers and sisters, on this Father's Day, let's remember our Heavenly Father. As we think about our earthly fathers, as we celebrate this Father's Day, Heavenly Father, and let's remember his goodness to us. And together, all amen. The greatest thing a father can do is teach his children about Jesus Christ. Because Jesus can help those worst times in their lives. And so when a father shares Jesus, it's the greatest thing that he could do. This morning, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I want to encourage you to take that step of faith and to come today, and we'll pray with you. As you receive Jesus as your Savior for you, as you take your first steps of faith. So we want to encourage you, if you're feeling that nudge of the Holy Spirit, I want to invite you in just a moment to come and to receive Christ life. If you're struggling today and you need prayer, we can pray with you today. We can pray for you as you come, and we'll pray over you. But we want to invite you today, if there's a need in your heart, to come in just a moment. We're going to sing a wonderful song. It's called "To God Be the Glory." It's number 50. And it's about giving God the glory and praise for all he's done. And as we sing it, let's remember that God is our Heavenly Father. Let's remember that he's the one that gives us, ever remember that he's the one that can take the bad in our lives, and he can use that to help us grow to be more like him. So today I want to invite you, as we sing this song, to praise the Lord for his goodness, praise the Heavenly Father for his goodness, and I want to invite you, if the Lord has laid something on your heart today, stand together and sing. Let's stand together and sing "To God Be the Glory." If there's a need in your heart, won't you come today?